If the client did require hospitalization, we help to continuously stabilize them during and following their discharge from the hospital. This means we work closely with the client, significant others, and the hospital for a robust discharge plan, which helps to ensure their timely access to the specific services they need with the appropriate frequency. For example, activities would include close assessment for suicide risk and needs, such as medication appointments, working to make sure they have a safe living environment to return to, coordination within our treatment team so all are up to date and ready to resume services with the client. Also, we would follow the procedures for caring contact, meaning that immediately upon their discharge from the hospital, the clinician will mail a brief handwritten note expressing care on a card that features consumer art that Pacific Clinic supplies just for this purpose. This caring contact is intended to help the client feel a sense of connectedness and to increase positive engagement. This simple act has been repeatedly shown over many decades of research to significantly reduce suicidal deaths, attempts, and ideation. The caring contact procedures document will be posted with this training on PCTI. It includes details for the procedures, including sample language that can be used in the brief caring messages. And then, because we know that the risk for suicidal behavior can increase when people leave the hospital and/or when they begin to feel better, more energetic, etc., we want to continue to closely monitor the client during the days and weeks after they are discharged.